Cold temperatures will continue across the Midwest over the next 10 days to perhaps 2 weeks as we stay in a pattern here that is supporting cold air coming southward out of Canada on a regular basis. We will see a brief period of warming take place after a storm system passes across the Midwest here late this week into the weekend. So perhaps the early to middle part of next week will be our warmest period of time, and then another round of cooling will take place after another storm system passes through the region at the end of next week and into the following weekend. These storm systems will likely produce widespread precipitation from the central U.S. plains into the heart of the Midwest, as well as down through the Delta and into the southeastern states. These storm systems are not necessarily abnormally large in size, but because the temperatures are cool, there won't be much evaporation behind the systems, and therefore the moisture will not likely go away very quickly. That will maintain wet field conditions across many areas in the Midwest, and there is a good chance for snow in each one of these events. And if that happens, then of course we'll have a little bit of snow coverage across the ground for a little while. That will have to melt away, and that will take a little bit of time. Well, the first storm system will take its sweet time getting organized over the next few days. It really won't debut into the hard red winter wheat country until we get into late tomorrow evening. And it's really Thursday and Friday when the system is starting to get its act together. We will find it moving into the southwestern portions of the Corn Belt already on Thursday night into Friday, and we'll start seeing precipitation occurring at that point. And it will likely fester for 2 or 3 days out there in the southwest. But the rest of the Midwest will probably not see much precipitation from this event until Saturday and Sunday, when the storm finally gets ejected out of the plains and moves across the region. There will be enough cold air coming into the northern half of the plains behind the storm system that a fair amount of snow is likely to accumulate across a part of the region from Nebraska, maybe some areas in Kansas, over to Michigan and parts of Ohio. Storm could end up accumulating anywhere from 3 to 8 inches, and some local totals maybe upwards to 10 inches, but that is a bit of a reach right now with the storm system so poorly defined, and it does look like we'll have to continue to monitor it over these next couple of days. The system will also impact parts of the Delta in the southeastern states with some rain, and that will likely occur as we finish out the week and go into the weekend. And the interruption to fieldwork is not expected to last very long, but there will be some delay to corn planting. Our soil temperatures across the Midwest have cooled down quite a bit and will stay probably too cool for any kind of corn seed germination anytime soon as we move forward through this next 10 days to 2 weeks because of the fact that we will continue to be in a cool weather pattern. But most temperatures in the southern states from the southern plains eastward into Georgia and parts of Florida are warm enough for spring planting. The precipitation prospects will diminish somewhat after we get through the weekend, with next week likely to be relatively dry, at least in the first to maybe middle part of the week. Then that second storm system will begin to impact the region, bringing some more rain and snowfall back into the plains initially, and then into the Midwest as well. Our temperatures across the region are still going to be quite chilly for the next few days. We'll look for high temperatures today and tomorrow, and perhaps even on Thursday, running mostly in the 20s and 30s across the northern parts of the Midwest. High temperatures in the southern parts of the region running mostly in the 40s with a few lower 50s today, and then cooling mostly the 40s and even a few upper 30s tomorrow into Thursday. Temperatures will begin to rebound a little bit as we go Friday and Saturday. Ahead of that storm system coming into the region, maybe some 40 and 50 degree readings will be possible. Maybe even an extreme up close to 60 degrees in places like Missouri or far southern Illinois or western Kentucky. But it will only last for a day and then turn right around and start cooling off again for next week. Low temperatures at night expected to be in the positive negative single digit readings in the far northwestern Corn Belt. Everybody else will be seeing teens and 20s over these next couple of mornings, and then we'll likely see some warming thereafter. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.